Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Elijah Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio. And coming to you at the hour of 7 o'clock p.m. And this is Saturday evening, brothers and sisters, but we're going to have a special night. We're going to be able to have people that's able to listen and speak if they choose to. They're going to want to speak. And we allow them to question me. Usually I do not do that at all. But in this case, I decide that you always try something new. After 7 years of being on the air, going viral 3 times, it gives me great privilege to evolve. I always try to evolve. And when you evolve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the opportunity to grow in life. And so when one grows in life, it allows you to understand what is all about. This night is a different night because we have men on the phone and we have women on the phone, and so many people are now wanting to be on the air to ask a few questions. I don't mind answering questions. But what puzzles me is a lot of people, I've gotten various different emails and say, you speak of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad all the time. Yes, I do. And they sometimes do not want to hear that, but has no clue who the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is. When we was coming up, we loved the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to the point that we would give our life for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. He was a man of stature. He was a man that did a lot for us. And it says, Quran, that we should give back. We should give back to those who understand the blessings in which God will give you. And if, in fact, you understand that, then you will grow in life. But the reason that a lot of people do not want to accept that is because they feel that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad never taught us the Sunnah. Isn't that something? And you have to understand that everything comes in moderation. And when it comes in moderation, it allows you to be able to understand in life that this is a necessity and not a luxury, to understand who we are and understand those who came before us. Harriet Tubman, the great Harriet Tubman, oh, do I love her. She's an unbelievable, unbelievable individual. And she's done so much in the world, but we forget her. And when they want to make a stamp about her, a lot of them chose not to allow it to happen. But Harriet Tubman has a saying, is a great saying, I could have freed many more slaves if they didn't believe they were slaves. That's an excellent saying from a female. But Harriet Tubman was smart. She knew how to get around that Caucasian, and she used to carry a little bird with her and her gun. The reason for her gun is because a lot of black men will get on the boat and then want to turn around and go back. They can't go back because if they go back, they'll come and get all those who have left. So they can't go back. And so Harriet Tubman used to see them coming because she took the road that white folks took. She had to. It was quicker. But if you get caught with no papers, they lock you up. They'll hang you. They'll crucify you. So Harriet Tubman used to let her bird off when they seen them coming. And she said, oh, I got to catch my bird for my slave master. I got to catch that bird, and they be laughing because he's chasing this bird trying to get it for the slave master. And they would ride off. They didn't answer any questions. Why? She tricked them. So she can get to many more slaves and say, get on my boat and I will be free. But they couldn't see being free. They liked the idea of being on the slave master plantation as a slave. So how could you forget Harriet Tubman? How could you forget Dr. King? When Dr. King said, I've been to the mountaintop and I've seen the glory of the promised land. Mountain, brothers and sisters, climbing that mountain is the excellence in the human being. Dr. King knew revelation. There's nothing physical in the revelation, but he said, I will try to climb that mountain. But when I get to the top, I've seen the promised land. And yes, you will see the promised land. But more important, what is he talking about? Well, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and Dr. King met. Now, this old saying, if the mountain don't come to Muhammad, Muhammad will go to the mountain. So the mountain is what Dr. King was really saying. He went to see the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Caucasians said, that's too much power. If Dr. King and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad come together, we ain't going to be able to control these black people. So they killed them. Yes, they did. Well, why did they kill the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? He was too powerful. Anyone as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, anyone like Minister Louis Farrakhan, they ain't touching those men. Those men got an army within the army. And they got men and women that will give their life. Or likewise with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, finally sent him to jail. He raised all those men in prison just like them brothers raised Malcolm. Because why? He was teaching them things that most people don't listen to. So it's the misunderstanding. I don't know too much about Booker T. Washington than just recently, meeting the grandson. My God, he taught me so much about Booker T. Washington. We don't even talk about it. Booker T. Washington, now he created a university. He called it Tuskegee Institute. It was an institute. But he had all these black people on his land in his university, which he calls an institute. But he went looking for Washington Carver. He recruited him. Well, Washington Carver is just not known for the peanut, brothers and sisters. He was known to take any land that was destroyed, that they burnt up, that they put a disease, whatever you want to call it, he knew with his technology to make that land be able to give you your vegetables, clean the land. So they were sending Washington Carver all over the world. He was helping people in other parts of the world. He's from America. He's an entrepreneur from what? Tuskegee Institute, Booker T. Washington. But we don't talk about him. We forget him. Did you forget your ancestors? Because your ancestors is the one that went through slavery. Your ancestors is the one that was hung by the tree. Your ancestors was the wife that had to do all kinds of despicable things to that white man, but couldn't come home and tell the husband because the husband would go out and kill him. She didn't want to lose her husband. He didn't know why he was able to eat. So she had to keep a secret. And they used to cut the babies from under her. One of the slaves, females, she was upset what they did to her husband. Saw her screaming about, oh, what did you do to my husband? They hung up by her feet, butt naked, and set on fire. And before the fire got to the stomach, they cut out the baby, threw the baby on the ground, and stomped their brains. This is the white man. But those who back then that was kidnapped and brought over here with all that education, why they didn't want them to read English. They could read everything else, but they couldn't read English. They taught them about the Bible was just strictly for them. They had to obey them as if they was God. But they made a covenant with God. Oh, Lord, we'll suffer the balance of suffering. Oh, Lord, we'll accept being oppressed by one that walk like us, bleed like us, dead like us, going the same dirt that we do. But please, Lord, take care of my offsprings. Now, they pray for us, and today we are, after 400 years of slavery, we're saying, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, the same thing our ancestors said when they came over here. Why do you think we gravitate to Islam? It was part of our nature because of our ancestors. But do you pray for your ancestors? Do you make a dua for your ancestors? No, you forget about it. Now, that's over 400 years ago, all the way up to 100 years that we were free. We forgot our ancestors who prayed for us that Allah delivered. However, how are you going to pray for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Because we forget. We don't care. It don't mean nothing to us. But the brothers and sisters that say that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad didn't teach you the sunnah, you weren't ready for the sunnah. How could you be ready for the sunnah and you was filthy internally? See, in your mind, you was filthy in your thoughts. You was filthy in your soul and your spirit. You had none of that. So you don't teach a kindergarten. You don't teach a kindergarten math. You got to teach a kindergarten things that the kindergarten can understand and articulate. You don't feed a baby steak. It has no teeth. You got to feed it baby food. Well, likewise with knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say being it is and the Khalifa came. No, in moderation, he built. He built the angels a trillion years to do what? To serve us. He built the jinn. How about another trillion years? We don't know how long they was here. Well, they sure was here before us. So it doesn't happen just like that, brothers and sisters. And so this is where we get confused. So we can't talk about the past. Oh, you don't want to hear about the past. But history is rewarded of all research. It doesn't mean you go back. For Allah says in the Quran that we all work from the present to the future. It didn't say nothing about work from the past to the future, from the present. So you only got two hands. You got the history is reward of all research, so that's history. And you should have the future. That's what we're working for. The future. We're trying to make it a paradise. That's the future. But what about the present? It bypassed you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that's given to us by his messenger Muhammad, he says if you put the history with the future, Allah will let you see the present. There it is. As simple as that. You got to be duly proportioned. You can't be too much to the right and too much to the left. It doesn't mean anything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorifies his name. He told us in the Holy Quran that character of the human being is the creation, not his physical body. Not his physical body, because his physical body goes away. But I'm a student of Imam Walidi Muhammad, and he said, and I'll never forget it, one who maketh to the hereafter is one that holds on to his morals. Morals is important, brothers and sisters. If you don't have morals, you go nowhere. Now, morals are not just having sex. You can understand that down there in animal kingdom. It's in your flesh, whether you want to be moral or unmoral. But the moral decency is your obedience to God. Your moral decency is your character. Your moral decency is your taqwa, your obedience to God. That's all it means, your obedience to God. So morals are important, but your character should believe in God. Your character. And then one will be able to go on to salvation. But the question should be, how do we feel about humanity? And when you say you're going to change these policemen, that question is asked, I don't think so. What is your good morals, my friend, when you talk to these policemen? What is their future? Do they understand humanity? I don't think so. If you don't take them way back, you just got another person that will trick you on words. What is a good imam? One with morals and character. Well, Allah said, not one that knows the religion. Yes, you should know the religion, but you can recite the Quran. You can make all the prayers that you can make. You can say this, you can say that, you can say everything good, but it's not your recital that God is judging. The key is what? Your character. Character is so important. It's unbelievable, but some of us don't care about our character. All the way back to when man's character was with his, in Revelation, it was with his spirit. His character was with his spirit. But Scripture is talking about the individual character. It's not talking about all of us as a group. It talks about the individual character. So do that policeman or all the police officers, do they have good character? It's never asked. It's like you're going to change them overnight. It don't work like that. What is the interest that the people want? What interest do you want? Yes. For some reason, something is going wrong, and no one has the answer. So you got to be able to explain to the individual that the character takes you to paradise, because without the character, you have nothing, brothers and sisters. Now, these things are important because we got COVID-19. We got a young man that lost his life, and now he'll be known as one of the famous men that brought light to the people around the world what's going on in America and around the world. So, yes, there's a crisis in our community. And do we see it as a sign from God? This is number three. This is number three, and what I try to do is always stick with the simple things that allows our Christians to love us and we love them, simple things that allow our Jews to love us and we surely we love them, our Hindus and any other religion. This is Islam. And so because that police officer did what he did along with the other three, yes, they would be punished. And they get from 25 years up and they found guilty. Someone said they should get life. Very difficult to put a man who's never been in prison in jail for one day. all of us that have not went to jail, you know you can't sit in no jail for no 1 year, 2 years, or 5 years, one more or less 25 years, especially when you thought you was God. Officer is going to pay the price. Allah says that. Look at Nicky Barnes and Frank Lucas. They chose wrong. Allah gives it to you. Yes, he does. Why? He gave you the right to do wrong. And so they thought they was untouchable. And for that length of time, they ruled with nothing but money, with drugs. But it's called temporary heaven for permanent hell. And both of them did 11 years in the penitentiary. And one came out begging for forgiveness and died in a wheelchair. The other one you'll never find because they changed his likeness. But I'm quite sure he's repentant. He learned because why? He was behind the prison wall. So when you talk about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and his last words was, treat a man not by the color of his skin, but how he treats you. What is he talking about? Character. And there's some good Jews. There's Jews we call our brothers. And you can't fault me that I decided to go to my Jewish brothers, like ABC, CBS, NBC, ESPN, HBO, pay-per-view. All of these major conglomerate corporations is owned by who? The Jews. Why? Because they learned that God was great. They studied day and night how to be over top of the masses of the people. And so therefore they are able to, there's good Jews and there's bad Jews. There's good Muslims in Islam and there's bad Muslims in Islam. Same way with all religions. But why do Allah address character in the Quran? He does it on purpose. A brother can't think that because he washed up for prayer, wudu, and he can be washing for 10 minutes and be just as dirty as he was before he started washing up. Why? Because Allah judges your heart. If your heart is dirty, it means nothing that you did wudu. It's not physical. If you knew your body is clean, you can touch your hands and your arms without moving any clothes three times. Allah knows you clean. So it's just to keep your mind consistent in knowing that you would do things three times to allow yourself to know that I want to be clean when I go to God. That's why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad could not give us al-Islam. He had to bring us out of that filth and bring us up and make us clean. And then in 1975, he said, my son got it. And what happened? 3 million people embraced al-Islam here in America, and they was African-Americans. Well, that's a blessing. That's alhamdulillah. Most people do things like they plead to God, oh, God, help me, and they point up. Have no clue that's Satan. Well, Allah is close to you in your jugular veins, so why are you pointing up? Because nobody taught you. So we say with God's name, the merciful benefaction, the merciful redeemer, the Lord of all the worlds, of all system of knowledge. And we thank Allah. We thank him for blessing us with Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, the seal of the Prophet. And when we salute him with the excellent salute for his ascendance and his companions, we salute all the prophets at one time. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen. So So my brothers and sisters on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent Enterprise, Mirai Speaks, I come to you 7 days a week. But we found to do something a little different. Conference call on, and we have certain people that will ask me questions. I like that. I like that for many reasons. The reason I like it is because I like to evolve. Yes, I do. I like to evolve. And I don't like to stand still, and I like to come up with new ideas that will allow us to grow in the world. And those new ideas allow me to talk to people that would love to talk to me. I'm going to call out some names because I know the people that I've asked, and I know some of the people was able to tell me, yes, I would like to say and ask you two questions. And what I like about it is I got my Christians from Texas. I got my Islamic brothers up there in Connecticut. And I always try to help. I have a mother that's 96 young up there in Connecticut. And I always love for her to listen to me, and she do, her and her daughter. And sometimes that, because of circumstances, it's hard for me to get her. Not that she don't try to get me, because she always loved talking to me. And we have a great love for her up there in part of the world. But the good thing about it, brothers and sisters, is to have a beautiful young 96-year-old, that woman, you would never thought that she is old as people think she is. Allah has blessed her to be able to love people. She has a great love for people. And my God, do she preaches. She preaches very well. And I have another mother up there, and her name is Sakia. She's the wife of who gave me the opportunity to be able to come up into New up there towards Connecticut and be able to talk to the brothers and sisters who I fell in love. They like my family up there. And that came from Dr. Hassan naming me Dr. Murad. And he went to his grave saying, I've been not changing for nothing in the world. Well, I changed it a little bit. I call myself Dr. Obedience to God. He went for that. He liked that. But I call his wife, my mother. She's so beautiful in her mind and her soul and her spirit. And believe it or not, it was rough to try to bring everybody back together. But I have to honestly tell you that his wife did not give up. And I don't care what you say, how you say it, you're not going to back her up. The teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, when those women came up with their schools to teach their children, and they didn't need no white folks to tell them how to teach their children. And so you got to have that foundation of the first experience to go into the second experience. And the third experience, I see it, all you come in three, is to make it to Jannah. So we're going to start off, inshallah, and I'm going to call you by name. If everyone will put their phone on mute by hitting *6, I call your name, you just come right on. Let's see if Mama's there. I love her so much. Zakia, Hassan, are you
on? Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikumsalam, Mama. How are you?
Praises be to Allah, son. I'm doing. I thank Allah, and I thank Allah for what we went through from the time of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad right on up to today. This is what gives us our strength. This is what gives us our foundation. So praise be to God to that. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So then, Is it okay if I ask you the question I need to ask?
Yes, you got two of them.
Okay.
You're so nice, you can do it twice.
Okay. All right. But this one I want to because of what we're going through right now. And it seems to be taking precedent over everything. With the Mr. George Floyd having that knee to his neck and the marching that's going on, I want to know, how do you see the difference from the other marches that was going on when they had the Black Lives Matter? I mean, we've had several marches with Black Lives Matter, but with Mr. Floyd, do you see a difference in this marching?
A big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Black Lives Matter, there's two, or we'll say three. There's three outstanding marches that we came together. One with Dr. King, did a wonderful job, beautiful job, shocked this country, so many people came out.
Mm-hmm.
And Minister Louis Farrakhan did the Black Man March,
mm-hmm.
and over 1 million people came out that shocked the world. And then he came out for the Black woman, and they did well then. Put all those marches together, they don't equal this. This is the greatest ever, because the march was not just in Washington, D.C. The march was in every state in this country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The march is in every country throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
But you say, how did this happen? Well, Muhammad the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away, and he didn't never knew he's going to be as large as he is today.
Mm-hmm.
Where people in every country know Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace upon him. So look how large he became today with us.
Yes.
He said, go out and teach this religion. Call it deen, so I got Christians that listen. Go out and teach this religion, for they may know it better than you. So I always said to my foreign brothers, y'all got it first, but we know it better than you. Because why? It's in our heart. We don't fake, we don't play. We will not come in your country and change our name so you don't know we're Muslim. We're not going to come in our country and can nobody say not to help the people that's doing bad, more or less our Islamic brothers. So we don't have that kind of hang-up. More important than all of that, this man was insignificant. If you read the book of Solomon, how Solomon did so much with so little, this man was insignificant. Today, he's not only going to be on the minds of the African American, but you got Jews, you got Italians, you have Irishmen, you have young children, white children saying that Black Lives Matter.
Yes.
And they marching all over.
Uh-huh.
And most of these marches, when you see 20,000, yes, you might have 10,000 in Brooklyn where there's black. But in Harlem, then right there, you may have another great deal of black people. But in Manhattan, it was all 20,000 white folks. And the president of the United States did something that he shouldn't have done.
Mm-hmm.
When the Army or the Navy or the Marines, when he took the military, he moved those white folks.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat up those white folks. And they hit those white folks to get out the way for the president of the United States.
Yes.
They said, how dare you? Now, if it was us, we wouldn't have got this kind of publicity, but it was them. But they came out for George Floyd. They was marching for George Floyd. And when they put the Marines, the Army, and the Navy, when they put the military on America, they said, that's it.
Absolutely.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying to you, and I reiterate, Take all the marches. And I just named three.
Mm-hmm.
Take all of them. Every last one of them that was here in America, it does not match what just happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason being, Mama, is because they flicked this virus on us
mm-hmm.
to take us out.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, wait a minute. We ate pig feet. We ate guts. We ate the tail. We ate everything that is not for human consumption. They called
mm-hmm.
it a scrap. They called it animal food.
Mm-hmm.
But did we die?
I can't believe that.
We survived.
Mm-hmm.
So you think
mm-hmm.
that this COVID-19 wouldn't wake us up? No, it woke up the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
It woke up the whole world. So I honestly say that's my humble opinion that this is the largest ever in the history of the world.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And with that, do you see, I'm asking this question only because you mentioned the COVID. I was reading in the paper, and they were saying how they found that the disease that were being released was in water, water pumps back in the days. So if in the underdeveloped areas, if they were pumping water, it was easy for them to get diseases that were being let loose. I'm looking at that and reading it. I'm saying if this COVID was up, it did a major outbreak in that African American, the people of color in that area, it was taking out so many lives. I want to say that maybe what we need to do is ask that the water be tested to make sure that change the underlying water drainers and all that kind of stuff. Make sure that those things are fixed because I don't know. I feel like how would it just get to our area like that easy and so many of us being taken out? And this is with the COVID.
You gotta understand that Satan is real, but they don't
Amen.
Teach it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't teach it about that gym.
Mm-hmm.
They make you think that the devil is down in the ground with a pitchfork. No, he's mm-hmm. in you. He's in all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And that gin's job is to stop us from making it to paradise. The waters around this country was designed that you drink these waters. And how, and I have to say it because I've seen it, understand it, most of your mayors, if you got 500 mayors, I'm using that number.
Okay.
470 of them are no good. Not because they are devils, because they get caught in immoral acts.
Mm-hmm.
And those immoral acts, they hold it over them and tell them, you better not fix that.
Mm-hmm.
So they won't do it because they'll lose their reputation. Secondly, they get caught stealing. I'll send you to jail. None of them want to go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
Third, they'll threaten their lives. So most of our black mayors that we think that we are made progress, they can't do nothing. Why do you think all those old buildings are sitting there? They sitting there because the Jews come in and tell them, I'll take those 10 acres of land, and I'll give you $1 million for it, but I want tax evasion. You don't have to pay tax.
Right.
But for 10 years, the bills are still standing there. Why? They never brought it to help us. They brought it to go to the bank and get $4 million off the bill. So
mm-hmm.
now they $3 million in their pocket. And they'll sit there until someone, when it takes 5 years or 10 years, to buy there. So the mayors sell all this out in the cities and downtown. And we wonder why our bills are sitting there. They're not sitting there because the mayors can get rid of it. They sit there because they already sold it. So I say that to say to you, this is why, you know, my children ask me this question, Mama. They said, I said, children, why are you making a dua, meaning prayer, brothers and sisters? And they said, well, we thanking God for giving us this food.
Mm-hmm.
I said, no, your daddy went to work and gave you that food. Why are we making a dua over the food? Of course, they looked at me. I said, because it could be poison. And only Allah could protect us.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't know what we get in these grocery stores. And I'll be another long story. We don't know what we get from men that came over this overseas and say, I saw and we don't know it's a lie. Because why? These animals are sick. So you got to put them to sleep. No, send them to the inner city. Why? Because the inner city ain't going to question it.
Mm-hmm.
Who you give it to? We give it those who claim they Muslim, but they left their country because they never wanted to accept Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They was forced to. So they come over here with the name and they run into new people. Whoa, he can speak the language. Whoa, he knows more than what we know. Isn't that amazing? So we fall victim because other likes attract and our likes repel. So, yeah, this is happening in our inner cities. But the best way this is going to wake them up is they shut down all the communication. So we don't know what's going on. They control the communication. They control our minds, subliminal seduction. They put what they want on our TV and in our radios and all. But what's happening today, Mama, what's
mm-hmm.
happening today, God says they plan, they plot and plan. He plans. He's the best of players. Now your phone is the communication. Oh, my God. They created a phone and never knew that you're going to feel what you see. And this is why he has no shame, Satan. You can see everything he's doing wrong. For the first time in the history, this Caucasian lady yesterday was filling up, beating up this man. I mean, they was whooping him. And she got out the car, this Caucasian, and went over and was filming the husband says, don't do that. She says, shut the hell up and stay in that car. I mean, be that wimp you are. But I'm feeling this is a Caucasian.
Yeah.
And both of those officers, because he filmed it, they suspended them with no pay. So I'm saying all this going to come to fruition because you got more than just us talking now. You got all humanity is speaking out. So I believe that's what's going to happen. Thank you.
Thank
we
you.
Got, we have a love you, Mama. We have a young man from Texas. Let's see, Carl, are you there, Carl? If you are, say something. Going once, going twice, going three times. And Carl represents a great deal of Christians. They usually put them on the conference call. But because so much is going on in the riots and the marching, he might have gotten hung up. But he did call me and said, Ron, I'll be on. Okay. Kareem, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Mark.
That's my nephew. And I got a love for him. I raised him like my own son. He was a great fighter, a great fighter. Boy, could he fight. Big Roy taught him very well. But I just couldn't take it. It was almost like my son in the ring getting hit. And I didn't want him to go further. But I didn't know that the reason why it was cholesterol. But see, God is great. I said, come work for me, son. Give it up. And when we went and got the check, because I made sure he got all the specialty. They said, this boy got cholesterol. You could have killed him in the ring. I said, what happened? I said, well, Kareem, how did you get cholesterol? He said, man, I was eating eggs every day.
I was.
And that saved us, man. So see how God is great. I mean, I just couldn't take it. But it wasn't that he was getting tired because he did all his training. It was his cholesterol. They said another one or two fights. You'd be burying him. So, alhamdulillah, you should be thanking Allah that you're free. What is your question, nephew?
Well, with the protests going all around the world with George Floyd, how do you feel like anything is going to change?
It changed already. It changed already because no one speaks on our behalf. As you know, I mentioned you had Dr. King, you had Booker T. Washington, you had all the great men came before. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you name them, Malcolm X, they all came. So no one has spoke out. The power is the people. I tried to tell us, and just in New Jersey, 400,000. Put New York together. We got 5 million people on, 5 million just on the East Coast. Do we need their money? Let's look at it. 5 million Muslims got a dollar. That's $5 million. Multiplied by $10. Multiplied by $20. How about we all gave $100? We got $1 billion to be able to do what we want with our schools and our homes and our so we don't have to go to nobody. But what happened, they split us up in tribes. You over there, you over there. Brothers from Saudi Arabia over there. The brothers from Pakistan is over there. From Venezuela, you over there. Mexico, you over there. They split us up because divide and conquer. So I've been preaching that we're powerful. They can't do nothing with us. A store do something like a Macy's. We all don't go to Macy's. Throughout the whole East Coast, we don't go to Macy's. Now they want to talk. Verizon treat us any kind of way, charge $100. Shut them down. Give them their phone back. And I go in and get us $10. Because why? They losing billions. That's the only thing that, see, the money is their goal, and God we trust. They got a pyramid on there. And whoever put that pyramid, they said it was six scientists that put that pyramid on the dollar. But the pyramid was to let them know that at the top, it's small, meaning just a few people can see. That's why they got the eye there. But at the bottom, the wide of the pyramid is saying, that's the community. You have to give to the community. They didn't give to the community. So what's happening, to answer your question, they were said years ago, 1817, make sure the white man lives with 250,000 to at least leave with their family. That's their job. What about the black man? $8. Make sure they're broke. That's why they take our house. That's why they don't give us what we want, because they fearful you're going to grow up and be too powerful. Well, we're powerful overnight, and that's what's happening with this George Floyd. Is a sign that all human beings come together. But let me tell you, Islam is all humanity. Allah is showing you all humanity. That's what Allah is saying. We in Islam, we don't even believe in the brother that comes from New York should be with us in New Jersey. The brother in New Jersey should feel like the brothers in Philadelphia shouldn't be with us in Philadelphia. We became individuals. So God, shut us down. Okay, individual, let me see what you can do now. You can't even go to your own mess chair. But if we was a community, we would have had our own communication. Right now, this is our own communication. And we're talking to each other. Can you imagine if it was 20 talking to each other? What we should do? Number one, take care of your vital organs. Where's your vitamin C? Number one will keep you alive. Where's your B12? Where is it? Well, most of them don't know it. Why? Because there's no communication. So in Islam, we say all humanity. So just look, turn your TV on. You'll see little young kids at 18 years old, 19 years old, white kids. you would see senior citizens, white senior men, that's white, but they almost killed this one man. That could have been a black man. They wouldn't have cared. He pushed him, and the man hit his head. And the guy looked at him to go help him, and he pulled him away like the hell with him. So they are showing white folks, hey, we don't like none of y'all. So we the God. Ah, you the God. Okay. So now they can't move. They just told the mayor of New York, say, you ain't hiding behind your black wife no more. And she came out and said, power to the people. They didn't want to hear that, but they didn't boo her because she was black. But as soon as he got up, they turned their back and booed him. He is going to lose. That's why the governor is coming out. We should lock up these officers, and we should change this hold, this chokehold, and we're going to change things. Why? Because they want him the hell out of there. Too many people. It's too many people. Too much power is happening. And they're coming from college, all young college students. Little girl, 7 years old, on national TV says, well, why do you got to judge me by the color of my skin? And why do I have to go to the cemetery to see my mother and my father dead? He said, this is not what I've been taught, that you killing us because of the color. 7 years old. That rings because it's not just in your city. It's on YouTube, Google. It's all over the world, and they finally see the sensitivity. What about the brothers that's in Israel? You don't know how they catching hell. They're catching holy hell like we are. They don't have light. They don't have water. They can't move. And yet billions of dollars from America is going there. Oh, it's coming. But now they got the virus, not the Palestinians. Now, I'm here to tell you that I was taught the black man is God, and I was taught that the white man was the devil. But the Honorable Muhammad, because I taught this in front of a whole lot of Jews, and I said what he did is just flip the script to make us not feel inferior to no one. Then we got so superior that we thought we was the God. And that's when he said, okay, get the kindergarten colors out your head. Your brother is your brother. So we got Jewish brothers. We got Italian brothers, Irishman brothers, Latino brothers. All of them are the family of Adam. So that makes us brothers and sisters, whether we like it or not. So we finally came to, we finally came together. So tell me what man in El-Islam brought all them together. It was this George Floyd. This knee on his neck for 8 minutes. And that diabolical man killed a lot of people. So all this is being exposed. There's no lawyer could have done this. There's no money could have did this. So how did it happen? The will of God. You have another question? Kareem?
Yeah, all right, yeah.
You finished?
I'm there. Oh, you want the second question?
No, that was the first question. You had a second question.
Okay, with the pandemic, how do you feel about the pandemic? What's going on with that?
With the virus?
Yeah, with the virus.
The virus was created by Bill Gates, Warren Buffett. But I want all y'all to go read about Haiti. Haiti, tremendously, and Port-au-Prince brought them $500 million. Spoke for them and at the UN. I was doing good, long story. And I was told to back up by President Clinton. And today they haven't seen those billions of dollars that were sent to Haiti. But go check when Haiti was powerful, had their sugar, and had a great army. They struck them with disease. I think it was the mumps. It was a disease. And most of them reverted to Christianity because they said they must be God to be able to shut down their army and shut down the people with a disease like COVID-19. And they took over Haiti. And Haiti ain't been right since. So this ain't just happened. But then when you go check on Bill Gates, you will find out that he started this diabolical mind at the age of 10, 12. But his mother was a scientist. His father was a scientist. And his job was to control the population of all the entities that's not white. And that's why they sent it to the yellow man in China. So all this is plotted and planned, and it works. The measles, they tell you you got to get a vaccination to your baby and don't even know you're killing your baby. You don't have a clue. Then why most babies are dead and most babies are alive, because Allah protect the ones that was alive. Tell you they got to give you a flu shot. I know people right now on this telephone know how the individual died from the flu shot and how many people died just recently for the flu shot. You should never take a flu shot. That's the fake out. But now they got something called the COVID-19. But they thought it was going to be better than this. But a lot of people are surviving, a lot of people are dying. But look what just happened. People are coming together and act like the COVID-19 doesn't exist. Oh, you can't come next to me. Well, they marching with 1,000, 20,000, 30,000, 50,000. Where is the COVID? See how God is great? See, you can put that fear in yourself, but how you fear, you know, a doctor told me from Africa. Oh, I love her. She said she was walking and she saw a tiger. She ran, and her grandmother grabbed her and said, "What are you running for?" She said, "That lion." She said, "That lion is scared of you." Took her back there and said, "Don't show no fear. I got it." I said, "You tell your grandma I got it. God created these animals. Why would an animal attack God's number one creation? A dog today, run up to you, don't move. Stand your ground. I don't fear you, dog." And then he'll start smelling you. But run, that's your tail. That's your tail. Why? It's fear. So likewise with this COVID, if you fear, then you ain't saying God is great. You fear nothing but God. I heard Ms. Farrakhan said something, and I will quote it. He said, "If someone come to beat your wife, you die for her. You're going to die anyway. You die for something. You don't let no one beat up your wife, and you sit there and watch it." And he said that because about 10 brothers locked when those officers came. And the officers knew they will die. Someone, they may not get all of y'all, but we're going to get most of you. And they walked away. Ms. Farrakhan said, "I'm happy." Fear, you can't have fear in what man flicks upon you. You just got to do your job. Make sure you build your vital organs. The ones that are dying is our mothers and fathers that have bad kidneys and bad lungs. Yeah, the virus is going to get in them. It's going to get our little babies if we allow it. But it ain't not going to get you. This is all a myth, and it backfired. That's what it has done. And that's my humble opinion. So we got another gentleman out there, and I call him my mentor. He called in, and I'm very happy to listen to him. He and I have been through so much together. And that's Yusuf. Yusuf Muhammad. Are you there, Yusuf?
So, yes, sir.
Oh, alhamdulillah. You know, Sheikh, I have a great love for you. I'm willing to ask your two questions, inshallah.
Okay. Marat, my first question is, it was 100, and the hadith said it's 100, over 124,000 prophets and messengers. 25 of the prophets and messengers is mentioned in the Quran. Out of all those 124,000 prophets and messengers, how many of them was Muslims, and how many of them taught Islam?
Well, let's look at it this way. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Saying that the word Muslim didn't come until 1400 years ago. We didn't know about messengers. We didn't know about prophets. They was called seers back then. They had a gift. So that's like saying, did they call Adam a Muslim? That's our father. Didn't have to. Why? They all was Muslims in their nature. Had nothing to do with revelation. Because there was revelation came before the Quran, but prior to that, man was on the right track. So he was operating his nature. So let me give you an example. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace upon him, operated in America, I'm sorry, in the world for 40 years. And Allah says in the Quran, that's a lifetime. 40 years is a lifetime. So what did he operate under? Because he was unlettered, meaning he knew nothing about God. He knew nothing about revelation. He knew nothing about that, but he operated in what? His nature. So he operated so well that the Jews believed in Judaism, loved him. The Christians that believe in Christianity loved him. Even the Hindus loved him. Why? Because of his character, his moral character. So Allah tested him for 40 years. So those 125 messengers of God, Allah don't choose a mistake. All of them was gifted in their nature to do what? To size what God says. But they are not the prophets of God because Allah needs no prophet. We call them prophets. Allah calls them what? Slave servants. You can't come to God without his permission. If you don't come to God in submission, he will not accept you. So all those 125, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the reason we salute Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, why don't we salute Jesus? Why don't we salute Moses? Why don't we salute Aaron? They came around way before the 125. But why do we not salute them? Because Allah says the same thing when you do dhikr Allahu Akbar. When you dhikr Allahu Akbar, Allah says, you don't have to learn the 99. Just give me three on three fingers. And you got all 99. But you think Allah only got 99 attributes? Where's that one? That one is wherever you come up with, wherever I come up with, wherever any human being comes up with good. That's Allah. So it's trillions attributes of Allah. But if he tried to give it to us today, he knows that we will be fanatics and try to name every last one of them. So I'm saying to you that El Islam didn't have to come. We was acting in our nature 40 years, and then Allah came, and he didn't tell them he was the Lord of all the world. He said, read in the name of your Lord. And so when he finally accepted and started reading, and Allah made him the messenger, that's when all of them, the Jews, the Christians, they all fought him. But when he was in his nature and knew nothing about religion, speak out of me, Vegas did. Because why? His character, his moral, his honesty, his integrity, his transparency. And that's why I tell the imam, how you can represent that post in your arrogance? How could you represent that post in your unmoral? How could you represent that post, but the people don't like you? That was not Prophet Muhammad, praise be upon that. He never knew. So he says, what makes the prophet different than us? We are the Uswa of the prophet. Did he commit sins? Yes. Did he make mistakes? Yes. Why? He's human. So why did Allah say, if there's a group of people that will not sin, I'll wash them from the earth and replace with one sin. So the prophet sinned. But what made him perfect? Because he only told you and I what God said. For 24 years, he recited the Quran of the words of God, nobody else. So the difference from him and us, we got out of our nature. He never got out of his nature. He was Muslim. And because he was a Muslim, he allowed that jinn. That's my humble opinion. You got a second question?
Okay. And the second question is, a lot of women are mentioned in Quran, but only one of them is mentioned by name. What is her name?
Well, Mary was mentioned by name. But let me make you understand who Mary is. Mary is when the earth was dead. And Allah breathed into the earth, and Adam and Eve became from the earth. So how did the earth make man? Dead earth. It was dead. So Allah goes on to show us that if I can bring in one soul, Adam and Eve, one soul he made, and it's a long story, but I'm going to just fast forward, and bring him in from dead earth, telling me I can't bring man from live earth because he's earthly. So he took Mary, and he needed an individual before the prophet. He needed an individual to come here perfect with a pure soul. So he took Mary, and he taught Mary. That's what cleaned her soul. Now, Mary was no virgin like they say she was. She had children. What made Mary a virgin? Good question. But Mary was trying to be fed. A mother tried to feed her by the uncle, Zechariah. They tried to get him to feed her. She kept saying, I'm fasting. Food is not the physical food. It was the knowledge that the uncle had. She didn't need to eat that knowledge. Same way with Adam and Eve. Adam ate the apple. It wasn't no physical apple, but they named it apple because apple is sweet. It was Satan that was feeding him. Like the Honorable Muhammad said, lied to you and sugarcoated with the truth. So they gave him a little truth, but he tricked them and deceived them. So no one can deceive Mary. So Mary had to bring a child through her womb and be taught the purity of what his job was. And his job was to cut down the fig tree. Now, what is a fig tree? Well, if you look at that, they say one of our presidents that will come to my mind cut down the cherry tree. No, he cut down the fig tree because figs are seeds, so many seeds in a fig. The Jews was keeping the knowledge for themselves, so it meant that they can't propagate anymore. So his job was not to take down Jerusalem, but stop them from propagating. That's why they don't like Jesus. He did that job. Now Allah removes him just like he moves all his messengers. He removes them from the earth. But look what Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm going to leave you a gift. Whoa. What gift? My mother. Wow. Mary. Wow. And I will return. He's telling them he's going to return. So the diabolical Jew who created Judaism, they was clean. So they created Christianity. Oh, the Jews created Christianity. But Christianity, here come that Zionist Jew and made it physical. So they said Jesus was put on the cross and they crucified Jesus. That was all a fake. Well, the Quran said they killed Jesus not, because his job was over. Jesus had no religion. There was no religion for Jesus. Jesus never created Christianity. He wasn't even living during the time of Christianity. He came to do a job for Allah. So what do Jesus mean? I am in you, you in me, meaning you are his nature. So Allah is in you. What? The spirit. That's God. The spirit is in him. But who is the mother he was talking about? Well, guess what? My mother, Sister Zakiya, is a mother. Mother is a mother. My mother is a mother. Everybody's mother is a mother. Jesus is saying through the womb of the human being mother, it will be another Jesus. And my God, there's so many Jesus that came, because that's what he was saying, that I'm going to leave you a gift and I shall return. Why? Man will sound just like me. But his gift came from Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, glorify his name. So that's why that name is there, Mary. And they call her Virgin Mary, but not physical. It was her soul. It was her nature. It was her adventure. It was her taqwa. That's what God is talking about. So I tell people all the time, get these physical things out of your head, and you'll be able to see God for his true self. That's my humble opinion. Thank you for your questions. There's another man out there, and his name is Samad. And he's my little brother, because that man calls me for everything. You say something to him and it don't sound right, he going to call his brother. Are you there, Samad?
Yeah, I'm here, Murad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaykum assalam.
I got a question. I got a call from a brother about the George Floyd memorial that they had on Thursday. He called me yesterday, and he said they was getting a lot of backlash. They was giving Reverend Al Sharpton a lot of backlash on bringing celebrities up to the stage, calling out celebrities. Kevin Hart said he didn't want his name called out, but he called it out anyway. Or Tiffany Harris on stage and acknowledged Tyrese, T.I., Ludacris, MLK III, and Reverend Jesse Jackson. Well, the call I got yesterday, the brother said, Mariah, would he do the same thing? I said, I don't know. I'm going to be on the phone with him. I can sure ask him. And I didn't ask you Friday, but I'm asking you today. Do you think he had the right to call up celebrities to that, call out celebrities' names and call celebrities up to that stage at that man's memorial? At that brother's memorial?
Well, let me tell you something. A brother told me, and I give him the salute for it, he was Abu Muslim. I had a great love for Abu Muslim because what he did, he was outstanding, but something happened. And that's how Satan comes. But I always say I will never disclose my generosity, because if I do, I get one for one. And he said to me, you say that all the time, but that's not in Baccarat in the Quran. Go read that. And when I read it, Allah says, when you disclose your generosity for yourself, you get one for one. But if you disclose your generosity for the masses of the people, Allah rewards you. It's permissible.
Whoa.
So Muhammad the Prophet, prayers, peace upon him, called Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr was a very successful man. And he said, Abu Bakr, how much you giving? And Abu Bakr told him, but it was all over, the Prophet told him. That's what I read. Because he's the one who put it in the Quran. Abu Bakr, you disclose your generosity to motivate men to want to give. So, yes, he had a right to call them out. He had a right to call them out because these ain't just anybody. These are men that's been successful in the world. Time to call them out. Why? Because if you don't call them today, they nobody would never know them around the world. What made Islam big in America? Because Muhammad Ali used to say, Howard, are we on live? Yes. Howard, are we on live? Yes. Howard, are we on live? Howard Cosell. I said, Ali, why you keep asking Howard Cosell if we on live? He said, because if it's delayed, meaning it could be on TV, but they can cut it. He said, they'll never say what I said. So when he said, Howard, are we all alive? Yes, I thank Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. No, what about that left hook? All praise is due to Allah. That's how the world knew us. That's how the world knew us in America, because the great Muhammad Ali was able to use the vehicle that went around the world. So that man used the vehicle because the world was watching. Those names will ring forever. Never again they will see that kind of football. They don't sell that many records. They don't do that many acts. The only why they're going to be known, because the whole world was watching. So, yes, your brother would have did that. That's my humble opinion. What's your next one?
Next question is, I came out of Masjid at it was Juma, and a bunch of brothers, about 6-7 brothers lined up. The brother came to shake my hand. Hold on, Samad. I got to start from this way. I work my way to you. And I looked at him, and I said, now, brother explained it to me, but I don't want to hear you. Why did that brother do that to me? Why did he go to the other end? Well, he couldn't shake my hand.
Because trained by enemy. They all go overseas to learn Arabic and think the Sheikh is teaching them. No. There's inception. They come to make us more stupid than we was before we went there. We come back eating with no forks. We come back, we don't want to watch no TV. We come back that we want to dress like them. We come back, we do everything and took our culture away from us and took our independence away. So in their mind, they believe hands is God. I had a brother say, in the final day, in the hereafter, I'm going to see Allah's hands. He really meant that. Why? Because it's how they get spooked out. They get spooked out because they don't love us. For instance, 99% of us, they believe is still niggas. They don't believe you got Islam. They don't believe you got Islam because you weren't taught. But they was the most unintelligent people on the face of the planet. They were so unintelligent, they used to bury women and put, little girls, baby girls, because it's a curse. Having a woman in the world is a curse. This is how unintelligent it was. So this is why Allah brought Islam from that part of the world, because they was off the hook. I'm literally telling you, no one in the world was more unintelligent than the Arabs. That's how they, and when Allah rewarded them with oil, they thought it was dirty water. This is how unintelligent. Let me show you how unintelligent. When the prophet won the war, he said to the Jews, keep one of my 10 of you, because he had them all. They was all actually captured. He could took their heads like the Christians do, but he didn't. He said, teach one, I'll save 10. Why? Because he needed to educate them. They was uneducated. So now they got the religion. They kept it. Now they got royal families and everything. They changed Becca to Mecca. Now Mecca to Saudi Arabia. They think they could do just anything. But that's not, we came to the Kaaba. They can't touch that. They can't touch the sacred house, Masjid Muharram. They can't put no walls and no ceilings on Masjid Muharram. They can put walls on the attic of the new thing they built, but they can't touch God's creation. They can't touch the Kaaba. No, they cannot do it. But Saudi Arabia is not no holy city. How one city can be holy? Where they get that from? The holy city is what? So we rely on them. We rely on unintelligent people that came up. Now, when we came over here, we was highly educated. But they made us deaf, dumb, and blind. They made us slaves. They made us feel like we were 3/5 of a human being. But Allah said, okay, watch me raise them back up, the lowest of the low. Raise us up today. And today we say, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. So that brother thinks that your hand, tell that brother, say, let me ask you a question. If you're drowning in the river, and I take my strong hand, which is the right one, and hold on, and stick my left hand out and say, come on, bro. You think he's going to tell you, no, I don't want your left hand. I want your right hand. He ain't going to tell you that because he's dying. He needs help. So because he's dying, it's no longer a hand. It's the right hand because you just saved him. So this is stupidity. But Allah says he has no hand. He got two controls, El-Rahman, El-Rahim. That is his two mercies. They have nothing to do with hand that man names. Man names everything. We give it a name. Tell them
okay.
Their names. And he named them all. They didn't even know their names. So we name everything. Is that your second question?
Yeah, I got, am I the last person?
No, you ain't the last person, but I'm going to stay on a little longer because this is favorable.
Okay, I've got two quick questions. Maybe you could answer quick. Two questions I know the answer to, but I want to hear from you. Brothers, two brothers I grew up with. Back in the they was in the first resurrection, and now they are under the sunnah. Two of them. One of them was in my sin group. One of them is on the phone. He's curious. They said that Muslims don't go to church. If their mother had a funeral in the church, they ain't gone. If their sister was getting married in the church, they ain't gone. We don't go to churches. That's the first question. My last question is, a sister asked me to ask you, why Muslim sisters can't marry Christian men, but Muslim men can marry Christian sisters?
Well, I'm going to take the latter one sticks to me. I'll go back to the church if I forget
okay.
You or take my recollection. Now, but those are two good
All
questions.
Right. All right.
Nobody said, Allah in the Quran don't say anything is compulsory. But he's the best known. He says, slave, believer in El-Islam is better than a believer anywhere else. Let me tell you why. You pregnant. The woman is pregnant. The husband said, the Christian husband said, I want to name him Culpepper. I said, what are you talking about? We're going to give him Kareem Ali. And you ain't named my son no damn Kareem Ali. So here goes the argument. Do he have the right? You bet your dollar he has the right. And if his parents made Culpepper as the last name, that's what he wants on his son. So there's a problem. Now you're getting ready to cook food. See, I ain't cooking that. He was wife. He wants pork. He asked for pork. So you can't take that Christian or Jew or anything other than El-Islam if you're in El-Islam to the Quran. He don't read the Quran. You think he's going to learn the Quran to the Bible. He'll take you to the Torah, but you can't take them to the Quran. So it's a major problem. A major problem. It's going to happen. Well, it's Ramadan. I'll be damned if it's Ramadan. I want sex. But I can't do nothing to that. I don't know nothing about that. You my wife. And he is right. He is right. That's the life you chose. You chose to live that life. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you a choice. You didn't have to accept it, but now you're catching hell with it. So that's what happens, why the female cannot marry other than her religion. Now let's go to the man. the man can marry the female as a Christian, because the female see him making his prayers, see him doing good by people, see him treating her so gentle, no curse her, he don't holler at her. He gives his money to her. She don't have to give her money to him. She comes to Islam. For what reason? The character. So Muhammad the Prophet, prayers peace upon him, told those foreigners in Saudi Arabia, for 12 years, go mingle in Mecca. Go mingle amongst the people. He never told them how to pray. He never told them about the Quran. He said, go and mingle with them. Because why? Muslims got good character. Muslims got good morals. Muslims are very hospitable. Muslims are, so they got to love the Muslims. And he taught them how to be such. So all of this is in the Quran, but they sit on the bed and have some man read to them. And he looked like he's walking on eggs. Or today now, you got imams, African Americans, going up on a minbar to be over top of the people. And don't tell them, because why? Either they are informers, either they was plotted amongst us, but how in the hell you walk over top of the people? Muhammad the Prophet never did that. But they do it today. Because why? The foreigners teach them. Hey, you got to look like you flying in the air, that you God. Yeah, man, this is why we all messed up. So now, the church, in the Quran, it says, you Muslim men in El-Islam, your duty is to protect all houses of worship. Church, synagogue, all houses of worship. And not only protect the house of worship, protect their sacred belongings. Don't let nobody tear down their church. And we can pray in any house of worship. So let me say this. That's a good one, Samad. I have to give you credit, because I was in that position. We was at a church, and we had a good meeting. And the reverend got up and said, let's pray. Let's hold hands. I don't mind holding my brother's hand. I hug my brother. I kiss him on both cheeks. And the one brother said, I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you the truth. So the reverend said, oh, you've been lying all this time? I thought that was a good one. He said, no, we're going to the masjid and pray. So all y'all that's with me, you can follow me. But we ain't praying in no church. Number one, it wasn't the church. It was the attic of the church. But Muhammad the Prophet, and I'm giving this to you to think about, Samad, he went to the Christians. He had to flee from Mecca. They come to kill him. And when they said to the Baptist preacher, what do you want? We want Muhammad's head. He said, for what reason? He believes in one God. He said, so do I. They told him, you're not going to touch him. For 10 years, he lived in that church. For 10 years, he prayed in that church. For 10 years, he became very close to that Baptist preacher. Matter of fact, Samar treated him so well before he left, because they asked him to build a masjid. And the only why he didn't build a masjid next to him, because he knew his followers would leave him and come over to El Islam. He was that merciful. So he went to the battle and won. He won the war. But where did he go back to? Medina. Where did he die at? Medina. Well, why didn't he live in Saudi Arabia where all the people was in El Islam? Because they tried to kill him. Now Medina, see, you got three things, Samad. You brought it out of me. You got Jerusalem, and you got Medina. What is the three? Jerusalem is gold. Jerusalem is revenue. Jerusalem is material substance. Jerusalem is everything that a man wants down in his flesh, his animal flesh. Allah said, turn towards the Kibla. What is the Kibla? Down from heaven, they say. Came out of the sky, sat down. That was a sign that says, man have lost his intelligence. Lost his intelligence. So the prophet's job is to build it back up. That's the beginning. And Medina represents of a man with taqwa that will build his morals and his character and his obedience to God. So don't ever knock Medina, because that's where the prophet was saved. Now you telling me today you wouldn't pray in the church? You telling me today you wouldn't go to church with your mother? You telling me today these are men that is ignorant? These are men don't read Samad. They let someone else read. That's why they go to the masjid, so the brother can read and don't even know what in the world he's reading anyway. He just reads. But you don't see no progress. You see a cornerstone this year and 10 years in the same cornerstone. You see brothers with a little house that looks like something. Then now they got big conglomerate. But they had 900 people. They had a powerful school. Today they got 90 in that big place. Is that Allah saying someone is cursed? But we can't see it. We look over it. We don't care about it. Because why? We are in the physical. This is all humanity. That's what I do. I move on. I don't stay. I move on. And I go to the world. That's why my success was with my Jewish brothers that was successful. Don't fault me with that. That's my humble opinion. Okay, I answer your two questions. I believe
Thank
I
you,
got...
Rob.
You're welcome. I think I got the world champion on the phone. His name is Kwawi. If you're there, Kwawi, I would like for you to speak. Going once, Kwawi. Going twice. Kwawi got him out of prison. Well, I didn't really get him out of prison, but he came out of prison and became the light heavyweight champion of the world. And then he became the cruiserweight champion. He should have been the heavyweight champion. So I believe I touch everybody, unless Joan is on the phone. I will ask her, unless Carl came late, if he's on the phone. If neither one is on, we can close out. And I thank you, because my show can go to 9 o'clock. I pay for it. And sometimes I try to do just an hour. But I came up with the idea to merge Blog Talk Radio along with free calling, and then allow us to be able, unless Mutaba is on the phone or Murad is on the phone, or any one of you of my children is on the phone, just speak before I close out. One, two. I thank you all for listening. If I said anything to hurt anybody, that is not my intention. If I said anything incorrect, I make mistakes, we say, subhanAllah. But if I said anything to allow you to stand up in your soul and stand up in your spirit and stand up in your outfitcher, your deen outfitcher, the nation which God has created you, if I say anything for you to be obedient to law, to Allah, your taqwa, don't give me that credit. Give that credit to Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. I greet you from our biological father, Adam, which I speak about all the time, to our father of the intellectual mind and of all nature. Oh, yes, he's the father of all nationality. He is our nature. He found God by searching and no one helped him. Why Allah put him in the position as being the intellectual father of the human being. I greet you from Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. And Jesus down in you and you and me. That's why Minister Farrakhan said he is Jesus. He came through a womb of a mama. And he talks like Jesus. And so that's all that means, is that we will be born to be like all of the prophets. They always put there to show us a mirror, but don't take it physically. They are there to teach you that your life is going to be either like Joseph, like Mary, like all of them. Everybody's sisters that you read, Sarah and the Quran, you read these women, and that's your life. This is what's going to happen to you going through life. And we salute the Prophet Ibn Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. And we say the peace and blessings be upon him, because that stops us from being redundant, and we're able to give greetings to that 125 messengers of God that Yusuf spoke about. You don't even know, but you greeted them when you say, peace and blessings be upon the prophet, descendants, and his companions. I was your host tonight, Maran Muhammad, and I return on Monday. Tomorrow will be Dr. O, and she teaches about you are your own physician. Thank you for listening. And I apologize that I went overtime, but hopefully it's beneficial. I didn't do it for myself. I do it for so we can get a better understanding. Assalamu alaikum. Words from the Holy Quran. Peace and love.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.